Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Welcome to the third episode of Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ. So I'm still trying to figure out exactly how the show is going to work. And I know I had said that this episode is going to be another episode, sort of a continuation of the last episode where I played a lot of power pop songs. The first episode, I gave an introduction to power pop. Last episode, I just played a ton of power pop songs, including a lot of my favorites. Over the first two episodes, I played almost 60 power pop or pre-power pop songs. Many of them were edited down to a minute or a minute and a half. Some of them, especially in the second show, you notice I played the whole song. If there were songs I really liked a lot and I thought you'd enjoy, I just let the whole thing play. But so almost 60 songs, I've decided that was enough. I was going to do another show. Could have thrown in another 40, 50 songs like the last episode, but seemed like it might have just been overkill, and I wanted to move on to a new topic. Now, if you're disappointed, if you were looking forward to more power pop, send me an email, rockandorrollpodcast@gmail.com. I'll do another power pop episode at some point in the future and play some of the more obscure stuff and some really cool songs, but right now, today's episode, it's very exciting, it's going to be a really fun show, it's going to be about glam rock. Now, glam rock in the 70s was a decidedly European phenomenon, really. In America, we had Alice Cooper, New York Dolls, Kiss, bands like Aerosmith had a pretty over-the-top image, maybe. There were some obscure bands that were a little closer to what was happening in Europe, like Milk and Cookies, but nothing really very similar to what was going on in Europe, in the UK, in 1972, 73, 74, when glam rock was the biggest thing, just huge. For example, T-Rex had 10 consecutive top 5 singles between 1970 and 1973. Four of those were number one, four of them were number two singles. Slade had 12 consecutive top 10 singles in 3 years, October 71 to October 74, and half of those were number one singles. So in 3 years, Slade had 6 number one singles and 6 more singles that were in the top 10, and those were straight in a row. They released one after another, and everyone was top 10. Sweet, who started out as a bubblegum band called The Sweet, dropped the, they went heavier. They had 7 straight top 10 singles, 6 of them in the top 5 in those same years. David Bowie went glam in 1973 with Ziggy Stardust. Album went top 5. His next 3 albums were all number 1 albums. Aladdin Sane, Pinups, Diamond Dogs. And he had 5 top 5 singles in 72, 73. Mötley Hoople were a band that had 4 albums before they went glam. David Bowie gave them a song called All the Young Dudes, number 3 single. They had 2 more in the top 10 in 1973. Roy Wood, who was in a very popular British 60s band called The Move, had 5 top 10 singles in 1972 to 1974, 2 number 1 singles in 1973. Gary Glitter had 9 straight top 5 singles, 1972 to 1974, 3 of them were number 1 singles. American band Sparks released 2 albums in the U.S. They moved over to the U.K., had 2 top 10 albums in 1 year, 1974, and their song, This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us, number 2 single, 1974. And then Queen, Sheer Heart Attack, number 2 album, 1974, but then their next 2 albums, A Night at the Opera, Day at the Races, 75, 76, both hit number 1. End of 1975, Bohemian Rhapsody, single from Night at the Opera, number 1 single for 9 straight weeks. So from when T-Rex hit in March 1971, T-Rex, Hot Love, number 1 song, March 1971, that's when glam rock, that's when it takes off. August of 71, Slade have their first hit, Get Down Get With It, only makes it to number 16. September 71, T-Rex, Get It On, Bang A Gong, number one single. So that's second number one song in 1971 for Mark Bowl and for T-Rex. November 71, Slade hit number one with Cause I Love You. Jeepster, T-Rex, hits number two. January 1972, Telegram Sam hits number one. So Get It On, Bang A Gong, 71, that was from Electric Warrior. Mark Bolan's next album, 72, The Slider, Telegram Cram Sam, number one song. February 72, Look What You Done, Slade, number four. May 1972, second single from The Slider for Mark Bolan, Metal Guru, also number one single. June of 1972, Slade hit number one again with Take Me Back Home. Gary Glitter hits number two with Rock and Roll Part Two. And Sweet hit number four with Little Willie. July 1972, in his Ziggy Stardust incarnation, David Bowie hits the top 10 with Starman. And in August 1972, a David Bowie song performed by Mötley Crüe called All the Young Dudes, number three on the charts. Then the next month, September 1972, Slade hit number one again with Mama, We're All Crazy Now. That same month, September of 1972, Sweet hit number four with Wigwam Bam, and Roxy Music's first single, Virginia Plain, also rises to number four on the charts in the UK. November of 1972, Slade are back in the charts up to number two with Goodbye to Jane. That is such a great song. Slade are my second favorite band of all time after Cheap Trick. I just love them. So, Goodbye to Jane was number 2 of 72. December of 1972, David Bowie hits number 2 with Gene Genie. Moving into 73, January of 1973, Roy Wood's band Wizard appear in the top 10. Number 6 single called Ballpark Incident. That same month, January of 1973, Sweet hit number 1 with probably their heaviest song to date as of then, Blockbuster. March 1973, T-Rex hits number 3 with 20th Century Boy. And Slade are at number 1 again with Come On, Feel the Noise.
Baby, baby, baby!
So, Come On, Feel the Noise is number 1 single in March of 1973. The next month, April of 1973, Roy Wood hits number 1 again with his band Wizard and a single called See My Baby Jive. That same month, April of 1973, a band called Geordie hits the top 10 with a song called All Because of You. You might recognize the singer's voice.
I can read.
Because of you, baby. All because of you.
May 1973, Sweet hit number 2 with another heavier single called Hellraiser, and a newcomer, Susie Quattro, an American who moved to the UK and started working with Chin and Chapman, who wrote this, her first number 1 single called Can the Can. In July of 1973, Gary Glitter hits number 1 with his song I'm the Leader of the Gang, and the next month, August of 1973, Susie Quattro's back in the top 10 at number 3 with 48 Crash. September of 1973, Roy Wood's Wizard is at number 1 with Angel Fingers, The Sweet are at number 2 with Ballroom Blitz, and David Essex is at number 3 with Rock On, and All the Way from Memphis by Mata Hoople is also in the top 10. November of 1973, a guy named Alvin Stardust makes it to number 2 on the charts with a song called My Cuckoo, but I'm not going to play My Cuckoo on this show. I'm going to play you another song by Alvin Stardust that I like a lot called You, You, You. So Alvin Stardust was actually a guy named Shane Fenton who had been around since the 60s and was really just jumping on the glam rock bandwagon, which was happening a lot by 1973. At the end of 1973, December, Slade and Roy Wood's Wizard both have top 10 hits with Christmas songs. Slade's Merry Christmas Everybody hits number 1, and Wizard's I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day is number 4. And Mata Hoople are in the top 10 again in December 73 with Roll Away the Stone. January 1974, a band called Mud have a number 1 single with a song written by Chin and Chapman called Tiger Feet. Yeah. Yeah. So January 1974, Mudd is at number one with Tiger Feet. At number two is Sweet, a song called Teenage Rampage, another song by Chin and Chapman. February of 1974, David Bowie hits number 5 with Rebel Rebel from Diamond Dogs. April 1974, Slade are at number 3 with Every Day.
Every day when I'm away, I'm thinking of you. Everyone can catch. Except for we two, and you know that I love, and you know that I, and you know that I love won't die, and it won't even show, and no.
May of 1974, the band Sparks, which is led by two American brothers, Russell and Ron Mayall, who Sparks had two albums in the U.S., then they disbanded, the brothers moved over to the U.K., formed a new band called Sparks, and released an album in 1974 called Kimono My House that hit the top 10, number 2 single from that album called This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us. June of 1974, two newcomers hit the top 10, Cockney Rebel and The Arrows. Cockney Rebel hit number 5 with a single called Judy Teen. The Arrow has featured a couple more Americans, like Susie Quattro and the Mayall brothers from Sparks, who moved over to the UK to try to find success in the music business. Alan Merrill and Jake Hooker of The Arrows were American, and they had a top 10 hit in June 1974 called Touch Too Much, which was also written by Chin and Chapman.
To the bottom of my toes, shaking all over like nobody knows. With your head on my shoulder and your hand on my knee, loosen up, baby, now mama can't see. All I can do is hold on tight and make it together all through the night. Mama don't mind what mama don't see. It's getting so hot that you're burning me.
So Touch Too Much was the Arrows' only real hit at the time, but they were young, cute, American, glam band. Glam was huge. They actually had a TV show in 1976-77 on the air in the UK. And that's not even their biggest claim to fame, because I'm sure everyone listening to this show is very familiar with a song by the Arrows, not with the Arrows' version, but with a song that Jake Hooker and Alan Merrill wrote and the Arrows originally recorded, called I Love Rock and Roll.
About 17, the beat was going strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long till she was with me, yeah, me, and I could tell it wouldn't be long till she was with me, yeah, me.
So Touch Too Much by the Arrows, written by Chin and Chapman, was a top 10 hit in June 74. July 1974, Slade and Sweet were both back in the top 10 with Bangin' Man and the 16s. Then August 1974, a guy named Cozy Powell, who was the drummer in the Jeff Beck Group, and the next year, 75, would become the drummer in Rainbow. Cozy Powell even had a top 10 hit with a glam single. October of 1974, Slade had their last big hit for a while, number two single called Far, Far Away.
I've seen the yellow lights go down the Mississippi. I've seen the bridges of the world and they're for real. I've had a red light off the wrist without me even getting kissed. It still seems so unreal. I've seen the morning in the mountains of Alaska.
I've seen the sunset in the east and in the west. I've sang the glory that was Rome and passed the hound dog singers home. It still seems for the best. And I'm far, far away with my head up in the clouds. And I'm far, far away with my feet down in the crowds. Let it loose around the world, but the call of home is loud, still as loud.
So December of 1974, Mudd have a number one single with a Christmas song, Lonely This Christmas. And then the next year, February 1975, Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel, we heard their early single Judy Team before, they have a number one hit with a really great song called Make Me Smile, Come Up and See Me.
You've done it all. You spoke the game, no matter what you say. But only metal, what a bore. Blue eyes, blue eyes. How can you tell so many lies?
Come up and see me.
March of 1975, Sweet have their first big hit with a song they wrote, a song that wasn't written by Chin and Chapman, and in my opinion, a song that's a lot better than almost all the Chin and Chapman songs they did, a song called Fox on the Run. And after that album, Desolation Boulevard, Sweet break ties with Chin and Chapman, and they go on to make some great albums on their own, writing the songs themselves, Give Us a Wink, and Off the Record from 1977. Great records. But that's kind of the end of the glam rock dominating the album charts in the UK, except, of course, for Queen, who in 1975, A Night at the Opera, Bohemian Rhapsody, number one, huge. And, you know, Queen and David Bowie, they both go on, they kind of morph and, you know, change styles, and they maintain their level of popularity. But for bands like, well, Mark Bolan dies in 77, and Slade, they don't have hits until their next big hit is in 1983 with My Oh My. So they've got some albums, good albums, but they tank. So the heyday of glam rock in the UK really ends here in early 1975. So 73, 74 were the big years where it was just crazy. And, of course, as you would expect when there's that much success going on, there's going to be a lot of copycat bands. The record labels are going to sign any band similar to Sweet, Slade, T-Rex, pump out a lot of records, singles. That's what happened. And eventually, Tony Barber, who was the Buzzcocks bass player, and Phil King, who was the bassist in a shoegaze band called Lush, they coined a term, junk shop glam, and that's junk shop thrift store. You know, the junk shop glam refers to all these singles, especially that came out in those years, 73, 74, 75, record labels trying to capitalize on the success of glam rock, just pumping out singles by a lot of obscure bands, and then these singles in later years, they're digging them up in thrift stores, and finding a lot of really cool stuff, and they call it junk shop glam. A record label called RPM put out a really cool compilation in 2003 that they called Velvet Tin Mine, and then several more compilations came after that. Glitter Best, one was called Boobs. There's a cool one called Glitter from the Litter Bin, and then RPM started releasing full-length CDs by some of these artists too. And my favorite of all these bands, they don't even deserve to be called Junk Shop Glam. They were a great band. It was a band called Juke, J-O-O-K. And that band was managed by John Hewlett, who had been in John's Children with Mark Bolan. And they signed with RCA in the early 70s, and RCA put out 5 singles by the band. And they were working on a record, but it never came out. And then there was a posthumous EP by the band that was released by Chiswick, and that EP was released in the U.S. by Bomp Records, who I talked a lot about on the Power Pop episode. And RPM in 2005, the label that put out Velvet Tin Mine and started putting out the Junk Shop Glam stuff, they put out a full-length CD by Juke called Different Class. And Juke were great, and I'm going to play you a few songs by them so you can get an idea of just how good they were. Here's a song called Ooh Ooh Rudy. Another song by Juke from a 1973 single, a song called King Cap. One more song from Juke. This song is from the 1978 Chiswick EP that came out after the band had broken up. The EP was basically made up of songs that would have been on the band's full-length record that RCA never released. But in 2005, a record label called RPM basically released the album, called it Different Class. This is a song called La La Girl.
Jammed up tight to a la la girl. I wanna smooch you round to the big doll scent with a la la girl. Belly to belly and cheek to cheek in the warm night air. We get way out past the pressure, lost without a care. With a la la girl to hold me, I feel good. Girl, to ease away my pain. And when I
So as you could tell, Juke were a killer band. Another great band that I think rises above that junk shop glam tag is a band called Hello. They had one hit, a top 10 hit, in 1975. It was a song written by Russ Ballard, and it was called New York Groove. My favorite song by Hello is a song called Lightning. One of my favorites of the junk shop glam bands is a band called Hector, who had a couple singles in 73, 74. I really love this one. It's called Bye Bye Bad Days. One universal favorite of people in the know when it comes to junk shop glam is a song called Rebels Rule by a band called Iron Virgin. The singer of this band actually wore a chastity belt with a sign over his crotch that said no entry.
Great!
Brett Smiley was a teenager from New York City who moved over to the UK to get in on that whole glam rock thing. He hooked up with Andrew Luke Oldham, who had, you know, was the early manager of the Rolling Stones, got a record deal. They put out a single in 1974 called Va 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 Voom, but then record never came out. RPM, same label that put out the Juke CD, they put out the Brett Smiley record eventually in 2003, called it Breathlessly Brett. I believe at the time when he was recording it, it was going to be called Queen of Hearts. Anyways, the only thing that ever actually came out back then by Brett Smiley was this single, awesome song called Va 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 Voom.
I've gone so crazy, I'm a certified nervous wreck.
There's not a lot of information out there about some of these junk shop glam singles. This is a 1973 song called Kick Your Boots Off by a band that was called Sisters. A band called Chicory Tip actually had a number one single in 1972 with a song called Son of My Father, and then they went a little glammier with their next couple singles, like this one from 1973 called Good Grief Christina. Paul and Barry Ryan were twin brothers who performed separately and together. I really like this 1973 single of theirs called Glad to Know You.
Glad to know you, I can't.
The singer of this next band, Bilbo Baggins, that was the name of the band, the singer actually showed up this year on the UK version of The Voice in his 60s. He got past the original audition segment. I think he made it pretty far into the show. This is a 1974 single by the band called Saturday Night.
I'm gonna jump down.
This is a 1974 single called Let's Do It Again. The band was called Crunch. This next one is a Junk Shop Glam classic. The band was called Angel, and they had two singles in 1974, and they were produced by Andy Scott, the singer from Sweet. And this is a song called Little Boy Blue. This is another one that's highly regarded by people in the know. It's a single called Turtle Dove. The band was called The Rats. This is an oddball song. Band was called Panther Man. Song was called Panther Man. They were from the Netherlands. Single came out in 1974.
Take me for a walk in the moonlight. You can take me for a
This is another of those junk shop glam singles. Very little information out there about it. Came out in 1974. Band was called Renegade. Song is called My Revolution. More classic junk shop glam here from 1974. Band was called Merlin. Single called Wildcat. This next band was called Bearded Lady. Their 1975 single was called Rockstar.
Will you listen well? I've a tale to tell about the friends I knew so well. Oh, you're mad, they cried. Yes, they laughed and sighed. You could never do so well. Still afford them all. They got my picture on their walls. Now I'm a rock star. Rock star. Has been deceived. Just a life of dreaming. I'm about ready to fall. Die, 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 die. Die, 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 die. Die, 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 die. Rock star.
This next one is one of my favorites. The band was called Sky Band, and they had a full-length record in 75. It's a great record with an unbelievable album cover. You got to check it out. Google Sky Band. Try to find the album cover. They're wearing some great outfits on there. And this is the song, first song on the record. It was also a single. Bang, Ooh, You Got Me, it's called.
Yeah.
Next up is a 1974 single by a band called that was called Soho Jets. Song's called Denim Goddess.
Sha-la-la-la. 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 Whoa, whoa. Sha-la-la-la. 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 Whoa, whoa.
Goddess in blue jeans. And so they say, say. Goddess in blue jeans. Get out of her.
Nineteen 1974 single by a band that was called Ice Cream. The song's called Shout It Out. Next up is a 1975 single by a band that was called April. The song's called Rolling It Over. Okay, I'm going to play a few more for you. This is a 1976 single. The band was called Buzz. The song's called Motorway Madness. This next band, Scottish band called Slick, S-L-I-K, The band was led by Midge Ure, who, after Slick broke up, he formed a band called The Rich Kids with Glenn Matlock, the guy who was replaced by Sid Vicious in the Sex Pistols. Rich Kids had one punky album called Ghosts of Princes and Towers, produced by Mick Ronson, who was the guitar player for David Bowie. And then Midge Ure eventually wound up in Ultravox in the 80s. Slick had some singles and a record. They actually had a number one hit in 1976 with a cover called Forever and Ever. But I'm going to play my favorite song by Slick. It's a song called Don't Take Your Love Away. Heavy Metal Kids were a really cool band. They had three full-length LPs, 1974, 1975, and then their last album, Kitsch, was released in 1977. And after Kitsch, they put out one more single that wasn't on the record, a song called Delirious, and I'd have to say, it's the best song the band ever did. Great song.
Time of mouth. That's why I just scream and shout. Maybe
So I've talked a lot about Chin and Chapman on this show. Mike Chapman and Nicky Chin, they were a songwriting team and production partners, and they were responsible for a lot of big hit glam rock songs, like I've mentioned previously, a lot of the Sweet songs and Suzy Quatro, Tiger Feet, number one hit for Mud, some songs for Gary Glitter, a lot of other stuff. Mike Chapman went on to produce huge hits for Blondie and the Knack in the late 70s, and in 1981, he produced a number one hit for Tony Basil. That was a song that he wrote with Nicky Chin, which was called Mickey. But that song was actually a rewrite of a song that Chin and Chapman had written for a band called Racy, who released it on their 1979 album called Smash and Grab. And when Racy did the song, recorded and released the song, it was called Kitty. That's going to do it for the Glam Rock episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know. Go to the blog, rockandorrollpodcast.blogspot.com. All the links are there. It'll take you to the iTunes. You can subscribe to the podcast, leave a comment on iTunes. It'll take you to the Facebook page. Like the Facebook page. Leave a comment on the Facebook page. The email address is there, rockandorrollpodcast@gmail.com. Send me an email. I'd love to hear feedback. I'd love to hear opinions on, you know, how I'm putting these shows together. Do you enjoy the edited songs so I could fit more in? Do you wish you could hear complete songs more often? What topics should I cover in the future? If you know anyone who was in a band in the 70s or 80s that has good stories that would make a good guest on the show, send me an email. Let me know. If you would like to be a guest co-host on the show, send me an email. Tell me what topic you think we should cover, and I'll consider it. Another idea I have is send me a trivia question. Send it to the email address, rockandorrollpodcast@gmail.com. Write trivia in the subject line. And I won't open it. I will open it live on the show when I'm recording the show and see if I can answer the question. I thought that might be a fun way to have some listener interaction. And, you know, I'm dying for some feedback. I know there are people out there listening. I'd like to know what you think. Any suggestions, comments, anything, any feedback would be greatly appreciated. There's going to be a History of Heavy Metal episode coming up in the near future, and I'm trying to line up some interviews. So things are happening. It's going to be a lot of fun going forward. I think this was a really fun show. I hope you liked it. And to play us out.
What does that mean? To play us out. I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I said earlier that my second favorite band of all time is Slade. I'll stand by that. They were such a great band. Incredible songs. And I'm going to leave you with my favorite Slade song, probably. It's off their 1975 album, In Flame, which was the soundtrack to their movie Flame. Incredible album, incredible song. It's called So Far, So Good. Thanks for listening.
For 20 odd years, I've taken everything that's bad. For 20 odd years, I've wanted things I've never had. Oh, was it all in the mind? So
Are you still there? All right, you found the hidden track. I wanted to stick one more song at the end here. This is a band called Lemming, a Dutch band, a bunch of weirdos, dressed like they were out of a black and white horror film. Most of their songs covered similar themes. Gonna end the show here with a song called Bang On, B-A-N-G-O-N. And I think it's about a giant ape who doesn't climb the Empire State Building. Similar story, though. Hope you like it. Till next time.